What is up, pre-med starts? Dr. Dale, the author of How to Raise a Doctor and the author of Pre-Med Mondays. Both books are available on Amazon.com, so make sure you grab your copies there. And of course, you are listening to the Pre-Med Mondays Mentoring Podcast. Last week was amazing. I'll tell you why shortly, but this week's going to be even better. Today, we're talking about five things to consider when preparing to study for the MCAT. Let's get into it. Check it out. Happy Monday, pre-med star. Woo-wee. I am super pumped. Had one of the best weekends maybe that I've ever had, or definitely one of the best weekends in a very long time. I don't think I've talked about it much on this podcast, but for several months now, I've been preparing for the Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit. So many of you all may know that I am the founder of Black Men in White Coats. And the reason I started that is because back in 2013, a report came out that said the number of Black men applying to medical school and getting into medical school was decreasing. It was less in 1978. I'm sorry, it was more in 1978 than it was in 2011. So that's what that report came out. They put a bigger report out in 2015, which everybody refers to. But before the 2015 one, there was one in 2013. There was a call to action there. I heard that call to action, and that's when I started Black Men in White Coats. So nowadays, you guys hear Black Men in White Coat this, Black White Coat thing, but you know, that was the first thing. I started that in 2013, and now everybody uses a term similar to it, but that was the first thing. There was nothing out there like that. I coined the term, owned the term, and been working on that since then. And it's been really important. I've been doing stuff with it. I don't do too much with it here on Pre-Med Star, so you guys may or may not know about it, but I've been doing tons of other stuff with it. We put out videos. I have another whole separate podcast for that. And a lot of other stuff. So anyways, this weekend we actually held the summit, the Black Men in White Coats Youth Summit in Dallas, Texas. We had over, in total, we had like 1,500 people register for it. And then we had like another 300 on the wait list. I'm not exactly sure how many people showed up. We have the registration count, but a lot of people showed up and didn't even register. They were just there and came and so it was packed. There were a lot of people there. And it was a great event, just a great event. And it really warmed my heart to see these kids. We had kids as low as, it was supposed to be third grade and up, but I mean, goodness, I saw a four-year-old in there behaving himself, having a good time. So we had some young kids there, but it was just a great time. And the kids had biggest smiles on their faces and they were excited. We got surveys, feedback, and the surveys were great. Just from the kids just having a good time. The parents loved it. We did stuff for parents specifically. It was amazing, guys. And I mean amazing. It makes you really stop and wonder, you know, why do I do all this stuff? Why do I do Pre-Med Star? Why do I do Black Men in White Coats? Why do I do Diverse Men? Why do we do all these things? And after this weekend, it reminds me, like, this is why. Because you could just see people's lives changing. That's why. So it was really exciting. So that's why I'm so pumped. I'm rambling. Let me stop rambling on that. But I am so pumped. I'm still on that, you know, 100% high from the excitement and the joy of this weekend. It's probably going to last me a very long time, all right? We're not done, though. We're coming to a city near you. If you want us to come to you, let me know, all right? We're coming to a city near you soon, all right? So let's get into Pre-Med Mondays this week. And I know a lot of you guys, I've got some messages in my inbox on Pre-Med Star. I'll go through and clean them out. So I apologize for the slight delay in messages last week. You know, I was on the grind. You guys already know. I actually gave my grind talk there in Pre-Med Star. Most of you guys have either seen my grind talk or you've heard my grind talk or you've read my grind talk on the blog online. So I gave that talk and I was on the grind the past few months actually, but last week I was really on the grind. So I'm back in the hole now, so I can get back to work. All right. So last week we got into talking about the MCAT. So make sure you grab your Pre-Med Mondays book. If you don't have a copy, get it on Amazon. But we were on, in the hard copy book, last week was page 116. We talked about five things to know about the MCAT. This week we're talking about five things to consider when preparing to study for the MCAT. And we're on week 36 in Pre-Med Mondays. Week 36, all right? And page 119. So let's get into it. I'm going to flip to this page and take a peek here. All right. So we know the MCAT's an important test. We know that you got to do well on it to get into med school. Or at least you have to do well enough. And, you know, last week we talked about five important things. This week, let's talk about things to consider when preparing for it. And a lot of this stuff here, you know, I got from different sources. And most of this stuff, most of the stuff is stuff that most people would say. But Megan McLeod, she is on Pre-Med Star. She was on Pre-Med Star for a couple of years before she got into medical school, and she went to medical school, did very well, scored the 99th percentile on the MCAT. So whatever I'm talking about the MCAT, because I took it a long time ago, I rely on people who've taken it more recently. Megan McLeod is one of those people. So I rely on a lot of stuff that she has to say about what it's like, because I didn't take the new MCAT. I took the old MCAT from way back in the day. I took it in 2005, I believe. So anyways, on prehealthmarket.com, Megan McLeod has a service where she'll help you make sure that you have a good MCAT plan before you go into the MCAT. So that's very important. Check it out. Really affordable stuff. We made it on purpose like that so anybody can afford it as you get it ready for the MCAT. Okay, so number one, first thing to consider is your time. Your time, okay? MCAT is a very, very big investment when it comes to time. And you need to consider this whenever you're scheduling your test dates. You need to say, when am I going to have enough time to actually study for this exam? Because it's a hard exam. You don't just walk into it and just take the exam, right? You don't just walk into it and take the exam. I was at the Black Men and White Coast Youth Summit this weekend. There was a dentist on one of the panels, and the dentist said, like, hey, I went to go take he was talking about the SAT, but it's that when I was in high school, I went to take the SAT, and I didn't know you were supposed to study for it. I just walked in, and I took the SAT, and I didn't even realize that my friends weren't studying, but I didn't realize that there was a whole other group of people who had been studying for months. And so first thing is you need to know what you need to know. One of the things to know about the MCAT is you need to study for it a lot of time. So whenever you're scheduling it, you need to schedule it around the time where you're going to have adequate time to study before it, right? So, I mean, if you're going to take it during the winter holiday break, you'll take it towards the latter half of your break, and the whole first majority of the first part of your break, you need to be studying like full time. If you're going to take it later in the winter semester, so I don't know, maybe April, something like that, you want to make sure you're going to be taking classes, right? So that means you're going to have to study probably for a few months instead of just like condensed studying over the winter break. So you need to budget your time pretty much. You know, when are you going to take it, and based on when you're going to take it, how much time do I have to study to actually get this done? You know, again, some people do it and like consolidate it into a month, but I tend to think that you should do this over a few months. Even if you are going to take it in that winter break, prior to that, you should be doing a little bit of review, a little bit of studying at least, and then you can sit down and do your condensed focus study. But time. Number two, your learning style. One thing that really sets apart great students in colleges, along the way, they figure out their learning style. What's the best way they learn? You an audio learner, you a visual learner, right? Are you somebody that's better studying in big groups, medium-sized groups by yourself? Are you somebody who does better when you take notes in class and then rewrite your notes? There's all sorts of stuff. You need to spend some time really trying to figure out how good of a learner are you. And it might change over the time. Now, and when I was in college, you know, I would write down a lot of stuff and, you know, memorize things. I was very good at that. Now, I'm at a little different point in my life, so I don't do as many notes, but now I'm a very strong audio learner. I listen to a lot of books. I do a lot of stuff audio. I'm a very strong audio learner now. So you need to understand your learning style and use that. I'll tell you, when I was in medical school studying for, and it might be different depending on what you're studying for also, right? So when I was in medical school studying for my board exam, they call it USMLE Step 1 exam, I remember watching all these videos online, just tons of videos I would go find on YouTube and stuff. And I would just be sitting there and just watching them, all these learning videos, Krebs Cycle, whatever, watch them over and over and over and memorize these things, right? So understand what type of learner you are. Very, very important. Number three, when preparing to take the MCAT, to study for the MCAT, you need to know if you need a prep course. This is critical. And I'll tell you why, because so many people say, hey, I'm just going to go into this test. I don't need a prep course. I can do it without a prep course. That might be the case. However, you should assess it before you just jump in there. And when I say assess it, something you might want to do is going to be our number four point, is take a baseline practice test. But something like that will help you say, okay, do I really need to go out and take a prep course? All right. Look around. Ask your friends who've taken the prep course. Say, did it help you? You really need to take some time to assess, do I need a prep course? Because, you know, you're going to say, okay, I don't need a prep course. You're going to take all this time studying for months. You're going to take time spend money paying for your test. And at the end of all that, if you don't do well, you have to go back. Time is money. You might say, well, I didn't lose any money, but you lost a lot of time. You could have done something else with that time. You lost money from having to retake the test. And maybe the hardest part is emotionally it's going to get to you. It's going to say, I didn't do well. Then it's going to affect your confidence, right? So up front, you need to know, hey, am I going to need to do a prep course or not? And if you do say, I want to take a prep course, within that, what type of prep course do I want? There's all sorts of courses out there. But say, what type of prep course do I want? Do I want something that's going to let me do more one-on-one studying? Or do I want something where I go to a class but I have the same teacher every time? I'll tell you, I took a prep course and it was okay for me. It wasn't like the greatest thing. It was okay for me. The thing I didn't like about my particular prep course, and I wish I would have asked ahead of time, is we were switching teachers between every subject and different teachers would fill in. It kind of just got hodgepodge and thrown together, and there was no consistency, and it was, teachers wouldn't know you. It was things like that. You need to understand those things before you get into a prep course. So definitely evaluate those things. Make sure, especially if you're going to take the course, make sure what you're paying for is what you're going to get, is what you want to get. So number four, your baseline practice score. Your baseline practice score. You need to know this, okay? Before you start studying for the MCAT, take a practice exam and know what your score is. Right? In the book on page 120, I say, this is perhaps the most important thing I tell my mentees pertaining to MCAT study. You need to know your baseline score before you delve deep into studying. It'll let you know, do I need to take a prep course? Right? And I'll tell you what some people can actually do. You take a baseline course, then you do a little trial of self-study for like 2 weeks or something. And then you take another course, another practice exam. Am I saying course? So you take a baseline practice exam is what I mean to say. I apologize if I misspoke. You take a baseline practice exam, self-study for about 2 weeks, take another one. Make sure you give yourself enough time before your actual test to do all this. Take another one and see if you improve. See how much you improve also. If you improve a lot, you might say, wow, I think I can do the self-study stuff and get better. But if you don't improve that much, you might say, okay, well, let me bring in an expert to really help me. All right. Number five is your physical and mental well-being. When preparing to study for the MCAT, you got to be put together, right? You want to make sure you're ready to go. You want to make sure you've been exercising, you're eating right, you're in a good place mentally, because it's going to take a lot out of you. It's going to take a lot out of you. I remember when I studied for my med school exams, not for the MCAT, but my med school exams, I remember I just got sick. I studied so much and I got sick and it was difficult. I remember I'd be aching and I was always stressed out. I wasn't mentally and physically prepared like I should have been. All right, so you want to make sure you are doing that for your MCAT exam. All right, guys, so let me recap on these five really quick here. So again, five things to consider when preparing to study for the MCAT. Number one, your time. Number two, your learning style. Number three, your need for a prep course. Number four, your baseline practice score. Number five, your physical and mental well-being. All right. So this week's challenge, here's what I said. This week's assignment to you is, what are the average MCAT scores for some of the medical schools that you may be interested in? So figure that out. Go look at some schools you might be interested in. Always look at your state school, unless there's some crazy reason you don't want to go to your state school, like some very valid reason. But always look at your state schools, one of those schools you might be interested in going to, and figure out what the average MCAT scores are for, let's just say five. Find five schools. Now, what will it take for you to achieve that score? Okay? Discuss the answers with your accountability buddy. Remember, if you do not have an accountability buddy, go to premedstar.com and find one. Next week, we will be talking about one of the most important things for success. It is the N in my grind talk, and it's networking, right? Next week, we're going to be talking about networking. Very, very important, all right? Remember, getting ready to apply to med school, you need some help, you need some coaching, you need anything, check out prehealthmarket.com. You'll find affordable services all of you guys can afford on there, and it will help you get to the next level. Have a phenomenal week. Good time. If you have any questions, you know where to find me, premedstar.com. Love you guys.